Welcome to the Celebrity Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Jess, from uplevelwithjess.com, and I'm here to share with you all of my secrets on how to stand out, become a magnet to your success, and step into your unique celebrity energy. I'm letting loose on everything you need to access what I call celebrity energy, so you're attracting a life and career that helps not only you, but the masses. I truly believe that if more good people had a bigger platform to share their unique truth, the world would be a much better place, which is why I've made it my mission to teach as many artists, influencers, and creatives as possible how to become famous. So, if you're ready to leave your mark on this world and make a massive impact, or if you're simply ready to join a community of like-minded creatives, then this is for you. Don't forget to subscribe and join me on a journey to help you step into your unique celebrity energy. Hey guys, and welcome back to the Celebrity Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Jess. And today we're diving into an episode all about how to figure out your zone of genius. We're going to be talking about what this even means. We're going to be talking about why it's really important as artists, creatives, influencers, entrepreneurs, in order for you guys to stand out and be seen. And it's a part of stepping into your celebrity energy. And it's something that actually, like, I'll explain it in the episode, but it's something that, you know, I had to really remind myself of over the last couple of days, because I was going through a minor breakdown, just about life and where I'm at the moment. But like, I had to remind myself this, and it really got me out of the funk that I was in at the time. So this is what this episode is going to be about, and how you can use your zone of genius to then actually gain more recognition, gain more success, and just really live in your authentic frequency, which is going to attract. It's going to attract everything you want. But before we get into today's episode, just like, I don't have many life updates this week, because I'll be completely honest with you guys, like, I've been going through some other things in my personal life, which, you know, I share a lot over here, but there's some things that I do keep private. And actually, there's quite a few things that I keep private. And that's the savviness in me. But, you know, like, I actually have been going through some things in my personal life which have been, I would say, quite difficult. And I've been navigating that. But I think really, like, the main message with that for you guys would be that, you know, you can be the baddest bitch going and you can still be a mess. Like, this is what you guys need to know. You know, like, you can have all of your shit together seemingly and still be a mess in, like, in your personal life. Like, things can still be going on, which you need support with, and which you need, like, your friends there for, and your family, you know. And that's okay. Like, it doesn't mean, just because there's something going on in your life, which is your fact, like, it is quite difficult and quite emotional, does not mean that the rest of your life has to crumble around you. And I think that that's actually a really important message. And so for me, like, there's been things going on behind the scenes, which I'm working through, and I'm doing all of my things to get me through it. But, you know, like, at the same time, I can still show up here in this frequency and be the woman that I want to be in the world. Okay, and also, I'm going to start adding my sponsor into the start of these episodes, because that's what I always used to do in my previous, when I was doing the podcast before, and I really liked that way of doing things. So your sponsor for this week is my Fame Frequency Mastermind. This is the 4-month experience working with me very, very closely with a small group of creative people, so that we can scale your creative business, so that we can get you making more money, and so that we can get you noticed as the talented creatives that you are. So this is the closest proximity yet to work with me as your coach. And if you know that you want to step into this celebrity energy, if you know that you want to be recognized for what you do in the world, you want to make an impact, and you actually want to start calling in that success, that money, that recognition that you know you deserve, then this is the space to do that. This is a very, very tailored space to work with me specifically on your creative career and your creative business. So if this sounds like something that you're interested in, then go ahead and just click the link in my show notes. I've got a whole sales page there for you to read about it. You can ask any questions that you have. Just drop me a DM over at Uplevel with Jess over on Instagram. Always happy to answer your questions over there. And this is something that I'm not doing a major launch with because it's just come from such an inspired place over the last couple of weeks, really. So this is really, it's going to be very flexible in terms of when we start it. I'm hoping to start it ASAP, but I want to just see who's of interest. I want to see who would like to be in my world and work with me this closely over this period of time. And I really just want to like use the next couple of years for you guys to really, really go in on your career, really zone in that zone of genius, like I'm going to be talking about today, and actually start making a difference in your life, in your career, in your business, start blowing you up. So if you guys want to get involved, click the link in my show notes, drop me a message, and hopefully I will see you guys there. Okay, let's chat about stepping into your zone of genius. And this is part of stepping into your celebrity energy. So for me, this I've been inspired by this conversation because I literally was having a minor breakdown like on my kitchen floor. Sometimes this happens, right? Guys, we live in a polarized world. Sometimes we have those moments where we just feel like we are like our life is imploding in on us and we don't know why. It could be astrology, it could be, I don't know, just us not getting enough sleep. But the fact is, I was having this minor breakdown and I had to literally pep talk myself. And this is what I do a lot of the time. And I've got very good at this now. When it comes to, you know, creating any kind of change in your life, you've got to understand that you are the change and that you're the one that instigates it. So for me, I always tend to give myself pep talks literally in front of the mirror where I'm like, come on, Jess, sort your shit out, you know? And I've got very good at doing this over the years because when I start to find myself falling into a frequency of victimhood, I will immediately go to the mirror and I will talk to myself and I will say, this is boring. Let's get you out of it. Let's make a change. So anyways, I was going through one of these moments and whilst I was in it, I watched back on a video that I'd literally just recorded the day before. So, you know, I'm always content creating for my business and, you know, I make a lot of videos, TikTok videos, things like that. And I'd created this video and I was selling a part of my service, right? And in this video, I was watching myself back and I was thinking, wow, you're really good at that. And I was watching myself and I was going, you are good at what you do. Like, I feel motivated by watching myself back on a video. And that might sound really egocentric. But at the end of the day, guys, I was just giving off a frequency that was really inspiring. And the fact is, I had done that the day before. So if I had done that the day before, then I can do it today. So that was another reason that, you know, helped me snap out of this funk. But I was watching that video back and I was thinking, wow, I'm very, very good at what I'm doing there. And so then I was journaling out a lot over this. And, you know, this concept of stepping into your zone of genius was something that I actually heard from a very good friend of mine. She's a coach herself. And she, you know, at the start of last year or the year before, she really stepped into her zone of genius where she started teaching about love and relationships. And she'd always kind of been, you know, a generic kind of manifestation coach before. And then she started talking about love. And we sat and we had a conversation about how really that is her zone of genius. She's always been talking about it, always been involved in that sense of helping people form relationships. And she just knew it was always something she was very, very gifted at. And only when she fully owned it and stepped into it did her whole business and career and life just blow up. And so anyway, watching back on that video that I'd recorded the day before and then journaling out over it, it really reminded me of what my zone of genius is. And really, when I say zone of genius, it just means what is your unique gift or talent or message that you're bringing into this world. And so, you know, we all have a different zone of genius because we're all different people, right? We're all uniquely different. And, you know, at the end of the day, guys, there is a lot of content that's being created in this world. Like maybe you are a content creator yourself. Maybe you're an influencer. Maybe you're an artist. You know, you're like, maybe you're a songwriter, a screenwriter, I don't know, whatever kind of creative you are, you're putting something out into this world, you're putting art out into this world, okay? And at the end of the day, there's a lot of things that are being created that are the same. And, you know, and I'll do a whole podcast on this, in fact, like about how actually nothing really is that unique in terms of content in this world. But what is unique is you. And the fact is, when you can learn how to step into your zone of genius, so that's when you can harness the unique gifts that you have for this world, that's when you're going to start blowing up in your career. And so for me, as I was having this minor breakdown on the kitchen floor, I was reminded of what my zone of genius was, which is actually getting noticed and helping other people to get noticed. It's always been the thing that I've helped all of my hundreds and hundreds of clients to do. I've helped people grow businesses. I've helped people build businesses from scratch. I've helped people get these amazing acting jobs, and I've done it myself. And there's always one thing that comes down to that, and that is just this ability to become visible. And really, that's why I now have the podcast called Celebrity Energy Podcast, because, you know, this is the energy that is my zone of genius. It's celebrity energy. And just knowing that in yourself is enough to get you recognized. And the thing that I see most creatives struggling with is just the fact that they don't know themselves. You guys don't know yourself half the time. Like, when you are showing up in this world trying to copy somebody else, or, you know, watching other people and thinking, wow, they're doing really well, let's try and do it like them, you will never be recognized in what you do. So anyways, you're probably thinking, okay, great, Jess, I understand. Like, when you know your zone of genius, then you can start to become noticed for what you do in this world. But how do we do that? How do we actually figure out what our zone of genius is? Because, you know, I'll be honest with you, a lot of this is just time. It takes time. It takes time and understanding of who you are as a person. And with that, it comes this level of like wisdom and maturity, which, you know, you don't have when you're younger. So you do learn it over the years. But what I'll say, there's two main ways that you can start to figure out what your zone of genius is so that you can bring it into the world. The first way is really by observing how you show up in the world. Like, observing the energy in which you show up in the world most frequently. So, you know, like I said, when I was watching back on that video of myself and I was watching myself sell my service, and I was thinking, wow, you're really good at selling. Like, you're really good at standing out. You're really good at helping other people stand out. You've got to ask yourself, okay, in what frequency do you show up the most in life? What do you find yourself, what like habits do you find yourself falling into? And I don't mean negative habits, because yes, there's a lot of negative habits that we have, which we want to get rid of. But I mean, what are the positive habits that you fall into? Like, are you good at lifting up a room? Like, are you good at motivating people? Are you good at making people laugh? Are you good at being really, really deep and like emotional intelligence? Are you good at finding the beauty in things? Like, what is it that you bring to this world most frequently that you can see in yourself already? I know a lot of people are going to find this difficult, because we're not used to finding, like, looking for the things, focusing on the things that are actually really, really amazing about ourselves half the time. Like, we are very, very good at looking at the shadows. We're very good at looking at those negative habits and going, okay, I know I need to change this. This is the negative thing about my life, about what I do. But we hardly ever sit there and just go, actually, what am I really freaking good at? What do I bring to this world that most people can't bring like I do? Or what do I bring to this world that, you know, literally is so different to what other family members do bring to this world, or other friends of mine bring to this world? What makes me unique? And we hardly ever sit there and actually focus on that for ourselves. So I know that can be a difficult thing to do, but just think for yourself right now, like, what do you know that you bring to this world that is different? And then the next thing that you can do to help figure out this zone of genius is actually, and this is such a great exercise, when somebody gives you a compliment, because there have been so many times in your life where you've been given a compliment for something, but when somebody gives you a compliment, it's actually listening to that compliment and hearing it, hearing what they're actually saying to you, because what they're saying to you in that moment is an indicator of who you are and what your zone of genius actually is. Because the things that people can see in you, sometimes you can't see in yourself, right? Like I said, when we're so conditioned to focus on all the negative things about ourselves, we don't see it in ourselves. But the fact is, every single day, people are seeing it in you. your zone of genius is observable to everybody in this world, and it's being observed every single day by people. And so really, if you want to figure out what that is, just listen to what people are saying about you. Like, I remember there was back when I was in California and I was traveling, and so I was meeting lots of new people. And I remember one of my friends, you know, like a new friend of mine that I'd made whilst I was out there, I remember her saying to me, "Jess, I just love being around you because you just bring so much happiness and joy into the situations. Like, you are always laughing at everything I say. You're always laughing. You're always smiling. You're always just like lifting the energy of a room. And I don't think you realize that." And at the time, I didn't realize it because there are a lot of parts of me as well, which I kind of expressed on the last podcast episode, where I can be very intense as a person. So sometimes I focus in on that a lot for myself and I'm like, wow, why am I so intense? Like, I feel really heavy in my vibration. But actually, like, when I'm out in public, when I'm in the world, what I'm bringing to the world is actually a lot of light. And, you know, this friend of mine, she was like, "You literally always laugh. You're always laughing. And it makes me feel better." And she was like, "I know so many people that just don't do that in a room, and you're always doing it." And like, for me, that was a good indicator of what I bring to the world. That was a good indicator of actually who I am as a person, because I couldn't see it myself until I was actually told it. So you got to think to yourself now, okay, when people have given you compliments, what have they said about you? Have they said, "Wow, like, you're such a smiley person," or "Wow, you're such a funny person," or "Wow, you're such an inspiring person," or like, I don't know, maybe, "Wow, you just really make me feel so calm. You've got such a calming energy." What are people saying about you? Because who you are to yourself in your room on your own, it might be very different to what you're actually bringing to the world, okay? And that is the difference between what you think you are and who you actually are. And that's how you're going to understand what your zone of genius is. So for me, I know that I have always, always, always been able to light a fire up the ass of every single one of my clients and every single one of my friends. I can sometimes be a little bit blunt and a little bit like, "If you really want to make a change, this is how you're going to do it. Stop complaining." I can bring that energy to the world. But really, the energy that speaks the loudest for me is this ability to stand out. Not just for myself, but for other people, to help other people stand out. And so that is what, when I've always really, really lent into as a coach and as an actor and as a creative, as a writer, that's always what has made my career, made my life blow up. So really, the message for today's podcast episode is that your uniqueness sells. Like, at the end of the day, as creative people, as creative entrepreneurs, like, we are all our own business, okay? And if you really want to sell your service, your product, you know, if you really want to get that acting job, like, you've got to understand that it's your uniqueness that is selling. It's nothing else. It's nothing else that you're really doing. It's not about the content that you're putting out into the world. It's about who you are as a person. So if you don't know who you are as a person, or if you are scared of stepping into the fullness of who you actually are as a person, then what you're going to find is that you're always going to be in the background in some way. And really, the reason why you listen to this podcast, the reason why you tune in to me as a coach, is because you want to learn how to stand out, right? You want to learn how to get the job, get the opportunities, attract the things you want into your life. And so that all comes down to understanding who you are. And it can be difficult, like I said, because we're conditioned to focus on really who we're not, because of all the negative, you know, conditioning and all the negative habits that we have. And also, we're conditioned to focus on all of the negative things people say about us, right? You know, I'm talking about listening to the compliments that you get, but we're so conditioned to listen to all of the negative feedback that we get because, as I said right at the beginning of this episode, we live in a polarized world. And so yes, there's going to be people that don't like some of the things you bring to this world either. That's usually a reflection on their own shadows, by the way. But, you know, we're so used to focusing in on those areas And at the end of the day, if we could get used to focusing in on the compliments that we receive, on the energy that we bring to this world that is good energy, that we can actually see, that we can focus in on, then we're going to learn and understand more about who we actually are as people. And once you can understand who you are as a person, that's when you're going to tap into your zone of genius. So like I said, I figured that out in myself. I know now that when I'm going through one of those moments, like when I was, you know, having a breakdown on my kitchen floor, like I know how to lean back into my zone of genius and honestly, just give myself the energy back, feed myself energy back. Because here's the other thing, guys, about stepping into the most authentic version of you. It will give you energy. You will literally be fed with energy, okay? And when you're not being authentic, you are drained of energy. So, you know, that's how you know as well when you really are doing things authentically, because you will feel like you're just getting, you've just been plugged in and you're getting more and more energy. And that's exactly how I got myself out of that funk. I was like, right, I know what my zone of genius is. Let's lean into it. Let's show up again online. Let's, you know, do the things that I do that I know I do the best in this world. And that's what gets me noticed. So your homework for this week is to really, really start understanding who you are as a person, because that's the thing that's going to sell, nothing else. So watch how you show up day to day. See how you habitually show up in a positive way. Watch for and listen for the compliments that you're receiving, the positive compliments you're receiving, and really start to note down and understand the energy and the frequency that you naturally bring into this world. And once you know the natural frequency, once you know that zone of genius, that's when you want to start leaning into it and really making it blow up. So I'm going to leave that here for this week. But if you've loved this episode, please let me know what your biggest takeaways were. Take a little screenshot, pop it on your Instagram stories, share it with a friend, all the things. And if you want to come and work with me inside the Fame Frequency Mastermind, this is the space to get yourself in if you're a creative that wants to stand out and get noticed. I'm going to be helping you scale your business, make more money, and stand out as the talented creative that you are. So this is the closest proximity to work with me right now. So if you want to learn more, then click the link in my show notes. There's a whole sales page there which you can go and have a read of. And if you've got any more questions, then just pop me a message over on Instagram at upleveljess. I'm always happy to answer your questions over there. And then other than that, guys, go away and figure out your zone of genius this week. Step into that zone of genius, and I will chat to you all next week. Thanks for tuning in, guys. If this episode resonated with you, share it with a friend who you think would love it too. And if you want to let me know how you found it, just screenshot this episode, add it to your Instagram story, and tag me at UpLevelWithJess so I can throw all the love right back at you. And of course, subscribe, hit those 5 stars, and leave a review to show your support and to keep the good stuff coming. Sending you so much love from your girl, Jess.